All right. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Luka from the Dallas Mavericks. His post-game press conference the other night was like kind of like
sad.
It was like the saddest thing I think we've ever heard. He was just talking about how he was disappointed, and then at the end, he kind of drops a little bit of a bomb here.
It's really frustrating. I think you can see it with me on the court. Sometimes I don't feel it's me. You know, just being out there. You know, I used to have really fun smiling on court, but it's just been so frustrating. Maybe for a lot of reasons, not just basketball.
Not just basketball, okay?
Something's going off the court.
Something's going on, and we were talking about how guys don't really share stuff with other guys here.
No, like Tom didn't let us know he was going to go out on a date. Like we found that out when we got to the Luke Combs concert, and there's a woman right next to him.
Amy, should we get Amy's phone number or something?
That Amy.
Yeah, Amy, yes. Who called the show. We found out that Tom indeed went on a date.
Tom date?
Yeah, we were shocked.
Shocking, I know.
He doesn't talk about it, but he will ask me 101 questions about my personal life.
Yeah, that's fun.
No, I'm going to do the same thing. But yeah, you guys really don't open up unless I specifically ask you for something.
Well, here's an example here about one woman talking about how a couple of her guy friends don't open up to her. And I think she hits the nail right on the head.
I genuinely do not understand how men do not know personal facts about the other. I recently got lunch with two guys and they know each other and I know both of them separately. And I said something to the guy and I was like, yeah, and then your fiance. And the other guy was like, congrats, man. I didn't know you were engaged. What?
Yeah, that's very typical of guys. Like,
oh yeah, you got engaged?
Yeah.
You know what? One of Tim's friends over our vacation did say, oh, you guys got married?
Didn't even know. Yep.
Yeah. Where have you been?
I remember like when I got engaged and went home, didn't really tell anybody about it. You know, I've seen that happen before. You know,
why?
I don't know. It just is like I
have a theory. Guys only talk to each other when they're doing something else. When you're at a ball game or you're working out together or doing something, and you tend to focus on all of that. You don't talk about one-on-one. Well, what's going on in your life? Fred,
yeah, I would never
talk
say
about like
Fred.
That.
What's going on in your and when you do ask that, you're talking more about work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one guy's theory. I don't know if I totally buy this, okay. But this is his theory on all this.
Pop culture loves to portray men as being very simple and shallow, like we'll get together and we'll just talk about sports all day. We'll never get into anything about our personal lives. And I guess women don't realize there's a reason for this. From birth, it was my understanding that the most noble thing you can do as a man is not be a burden on other people. It's not a burden to talk about sports or video games or our Warhammer figures, but it is, in our perception, a burden to talk about our jobs, our relationships, and so on. So the arrangement you wind up with is, because I like you, I'm not going to burden you.
Okay, I don't know if from birth we've been taught this is a noble way to behave. I don't know if that's so true, but I don't know. I don't know if anybody ever said anything like to me, but maybe my dad might say, yeah, they don't want to know about that stuff.
why do you guys not open up?
I just don't think anybody really. My buddies don't really care about all that. That's what I've always kind of figured. You know, they don't want to hear all that stuff.
Plus, guys are not nearly as talkative or communicative as women are. Women are like 10 times more talkative. Use more words on a daily basis than guys do. Guys don't talk.
I don't even know Tom's last name.
Right?
Not
I
true.
I don't even
okay,
know my
I will be sitting here with another. Like I'll be sitting here with Rachel, and either of you will be intrigued and wanting to know more about our conversation.
Yeah, we want to hear about your gossip.
Yes, right. You do. You actually do, but you won't ask the questions. But you'll sit here and ask the questions with me, but you won't do it one on one. You like to be gossipy as a group, but not individually.
I bet there's someone out there right now listening and knows exactly what we're talking about. They're in a relationship with somebody, and they just found out, like, I didn't know my husband, or I didn't know my boyfriend, you know, switched jobs, or I didn't know that any of this, or that his brother was, like, in town. I bet that happens all the time.
Oh, gosh, it happens all the time in my relationship. I'm like, Tim's like, oh, by the way, I have to do this at the end of the... Did we ever discuss that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
But together, you guys are gossipy.
We all know about your stuff, not our stuff.
Gosh.
All right, you've kind of hit the nail on the head. What were you saying?
Yes. So, Hawkeye, I think I've discovered that my husband, I think he has a bag of words for every day. And if he uses too many of them, you're just not going to get any more from him.
The bag of words.
Bag of words.
Yes.
Wow. That's a great way of putting it.
Married a chatty Kathy over there. And you have a theory, sir, on this?
We get looked down more when we open up versus women. Like, it's more... it's more made comfortable for women to open up and, you know, gossip or just talk about what they're going through versus guys.
But then when we're in a group and Hawkeye and Tom want to know gossip, they're okay with that.
Right. Okay. I mean, yeah, it can go a lot of different ways.
Yeah. It can go a lot of different. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
of course, yeah,
that's a totally different thing.
Of course.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.